שלום, השיעור שלנו בנושא חיבור העולם בדור
האחרון. Hey, our lesson topic is on connecting the world and the last generation. We're going to read selected excerpts. We are continuing from number 9. Please send us question to sviratova@kabbalahgroup.info. You can also send these questions through our vote system. The ones that are on the topic of the lesson, we'll ask them here.
סקטה 9.
Number 9.
כמו שופט בעל מקצוע.
Nature. Like a skillful judge punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining from our sustenance and existence also multiply. You have a scientific empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all of our might the mitzvah of bestowal upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle, performing it to its fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us. Number 9. Nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining from our sustenance and existence also multiply. You have a scientific, empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the mitzvah of bestowal upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle in performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us.
Morning,
friends. Rav, he writes here, you have scientific empirical basis that the extent of humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining Why do we need to receive these torments and pains?
It's because we're not keeping the laws of nature, then to the measure in which nature advances, our desire to receive grows. And we need to be more connected, at least according to the growing will to receive, not even to mention that we need to correct that from before. So what follows is that we suffer, and more and more.
So he says that as long as we are idle and performing it to the fullest, then it won't stop punishing us and take its revenge. What are we saying, that we're lazy?
Yeah, we're idling, we're lazy.
Oh, what's that to do then? What does it mean that we're being idle?
You need to understand that suppose 100 years ago and now, since then humanity has advanced towards becoming more egoistic. More egoistic, and we've not corrected this ego, and that's why it's working against us.
Meaning is, because we're not advancing, it's because of our idleness?
It is only because of our idleness.
All right, thanks.
PT29.
Thanks, Rav. Who did Balsam write this for, this text?
I don't know. He wrote it for everyone, for all of mankind.
So we can take this out to the broad audience and speak it in our own words?
This is something that needs to be translated, converted, arranged, so it will suit the broad public, and only then publicize it. Tel Aviv 3.
Why does the will to receive grow? When it grows, it requires the bestowal of its of the friend upon him. So it's but actually our will to receive is growing, and everyone sets himself in his own corner.
You can't arrange yourself in your own corner, because in the measure to which the ego grows in each of us, also the ties between us grow, where we become ever more interdependent. You see how much the world today, compared to 100 years ago, suppose, how much the world today is a very complex world. And then what can we do? We need to learn the way it's built, and in the measure to which we can live in this network that ties us now together in a way that it will be good for everyone. And you really need to learn how to do it. It's not simple.
So the will to receive that grows, it makes our connections between us more complicated, or more complex?
Necessarily, yeah. Because instead of being 1 billion people 100 years ago, today it's 8 billion. And we're interdependent very much, something that you didn't have before. Even 50 years ago, you had plenty of people that lived in their own house with their own piece of land, and that's how they made their living, and everything was fine. Today, you can't do that anymore. Today, without electricity, oil, natural gas, without being connected with others, it's impossible. It's simply, today we're in a situation where we're totally interdependent. And all in all, in all of our day-to-day actions, activities, this is what brings us closer to understand that we're in complete, total interdependence. And our problem is that this total connection between us, we learn about it through wars. There are different problems, the different problems between us. That's the problem. Okay, so Latin 8.
Buenos días, Rav. ¿En qué medida la naturaleza nos impulsa a unirnos?
¿Será que se... What extent does nature force us, push us to unite? Are we supposed to unite only from this force of pain and not from within love?
Out of the power of pain, because first of all we need to understand that we're the opposite of the goal, we're the opposite of connection, and only then develop in us this force of love and connection. And sure, the path always includes two stages in it. Left, right. Left, right. Recognition of evil and the attainment of good. Recognition of evil and the attainment of good.
Florida.
What does it mean that nature will ultimately defeat us? Is this will we
Creator in Gematria equals nature, and its numerical value equals nature, and of course the Creator will defeat us. No doubt. He has a plan, he has the forces, everything's in his hands, and he's teaching us. And in the measure, and to the extent that we're stubborn, it won't help. We'll just get more and more blows. Or we'll use our intellect and we'll save the blows and we'll get there more quickly, more conveniently to the goal. But the goal is there, it exists, and it must be the connection between all of us, and everyone will come to that goal.
And we will also be aware at this time, if it happens, God forbid, that the Creator rules everything. Everybody will understand this at that time.
Ken?
Yeah?
But I...
Of course.
Mi ze sham yesh lanu ot 5:35.
Toda rabba rav, shela shel chaver masriya.
Thanks, Rav. A question from a friend here in the 10. So if we don't actually connect, and we're talking about these tortures in the 10, this is something that's working for our good.
You have to talk as Baal Sulam and Rabash tell us about it, and only this kind of talk will help us. And not that here you need to invent something new. PT2.
Gershon's asking, is here, where are we advancing here towards the upper force? Here it's only through suffering.
True. I agree with him. This time, I agree with him.
So we're not coming close to the upper law, or it's coming against our will?
In the meantime, we're running away from the blows. And if we connect in a group, and we act from out of the force of connection, then by that we can strengthen ourselves in a way that we will already get on the right track, and not that each is drifts away with his ego in some direction. And so in our connection, there are two things. First of all, we don't allow each other to escape in the direction of a personal, particular ego. That's one thing. Another thing is that in our connection, we can find the general force of bestowal, the general law of bestowal, and that's how we'll advance in the right direction.
Belarus.
The conclusion from this passage that nature is going to have to force us to connect. And when this plague began, this world plague, and people started to kind of maybe started listening and paying attention to and agreeing with it, and we saw how people connected all over the world. And in Israel, they closed us off. They put us in quarantine. So why does it feel like we're going backwards? It's like it's some...
It's in order for us to think, how do we how do we ourselves want to advance? Did we learn a lesson? Did we learn something from what we went through? If we didn't learn anything, then everything will repeat itself and in a worse form. PT6.
Hello. What's your
name? You hear me? Yeah, no. Rav, why? If maybe there's let's say that at a press of a button you could have you could say that you have they would even have greater connection and they're even strongly connected. Okay, so on one hand you have all this weaponry and on the other hand you have these people have connection. How could it be that they have more? Why can't we just destroy them?
The forces and laws of nature are hidden, and we don't know why do things work one way and not another. Like Baal HaSulam says, were someone to eat something kosher, and he'd be healthier, and someone who'd eat something that's not kosher, he'd suffocate and die, choke on it, then everyone would have been righteous, right? So, it doesn't work that way. But in order to allow man free choice, leaving him room for arvut. You can give me different excuses. Won't help.
The question is, those small ones who are connected between them, they're stronger? I can't even grasp that in my mind. How can they be stronger, more powerful?
You can put your head aside and listen to what Kabbalists say. Connection is the strongest thing. Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
According to the logic, it seems like the more that we develop, then the connection needs to be at a higher degree. Why is he right here that the only thing will be in our existence and our sustenance?
The gap between us will also be greater accordingly, and this is how we advance on both legs, and one does not cover over the other. Which means that if you think that toward the end of correction, we will be stronger, more understanding. Won't be that way. But in order to really allow us to feel how opposite to the Creator we really are, how ignoble we are, that's the goal. In order for us to understand that only adhesion with Him and the whole and complete way, that this is the only thing that can help us.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm asking. Why, the more that we're developing, then the connection is made on the lowest possible degree, the smallest degree.
In order to give us the ability to enact the force of Arvut, and that our connection in the Creator will be the main thing. For us to annul toward the Creator, really, from the lowest point, not that we have more forces, but that we have less forces, less understanding, less of a feeling. Precisely that.
Baltia Free.
Раб, такой вопрос. Почему цель творения скрыта от человечества и при этом не...
Why is the purpose of creation concealed from humanity? And together with that, if people don't understand that or receive that goal, then everyone needs to suffer, as if humanity doesn't understand where it needs to advance. So why is the Creator punishing for that?
I don't understand your question. I didn't understand.
Ну, Вопрос в том, что почему цель творения скрыта от всего человечества?
Why is the purpose of creation concealed from all of humanity?
I don't know. That's a given. The Creator wants for it to be revealed in that way. That's it. Why doesn't He open it to everyone, but only gradually? Probably. There's something about it. This is also how we see in general that people develop. Right? How many people did you have 1,000 or 2,000 years ago? People that were illiterate. They lived in caves, in some small shacks. And now, more and more and more, that's how the world develops.
The question also for a, you could demand from a small child for him, that he doesn't do the things that he's supposed to do. But here the Creator is demanding from everybody. But it's not even clear what we need to do.
The Creator is not demanding of everyone, but is demanding only to the measure of humanity's development. To that extent, he demands of them to understand, to come closer to the good.
PT 10.
I wanted to ask, why is Baal Sulam, why does he want to explain this from the side of the scientific side, this as if we're developing from harms?
Suffering. Because we're talking about the laws of nature, the laws according to which we exist. Creator and nature are one the same, but when he hides behind nature, then we as if don't talk about someone that governs us, but we talk about the nature that we live in. And that nature obliges us, compels us. That's what he wants to explain. It's more convenient, comfortable for him and for us.
Who needs to get this from the scientific approach? We do, or the rest of the world does?
The entire world? Why not? The entire world needs to understand that we are in a system of laws, and that these laws work on us, and we can't escape them.
But we see that if we don't receive blows, then a person doesn't develop, or he doesn't raise his ear.
That's why there will be blows.
So this empirical scientific explanation, so that person would be able to receive them in his vessels, so it's only after these blows, for a small window of time, or it needs to just be something revealed at one time to all of humanity?
It'll be a general trend. Moshe.
Number 10. I have already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one. The bombs will do their thing, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance. While everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others.
Read
it again.
Again, number 10. I've already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one. The bombs will do their thing, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of the others.
Kiev.
Дорогой Рав, тут выходит из этого отрывка, что все войны в мире и в частности вот ядерные.
According to the passage here, all the wars in the world, all the atomic wars can occur because people are working above their necessities.
No, it's not that bad, but surely by that we distort the balance that needs to be in nature.
Что значит, что согласятся? Вот здесь Бальсунам пишет, что
so what does it mean that they agree, where he says the nations of the world will agree to it, not to work more than necessities?
In order to keep balance, keep nature in balance. In balance, no more, no less. That's called that a person starts feeling nature and becoming compatible with the actions of the Creator, and that comes out of adhesion with them.
Ken.
Да-да, извините, я вас просто перебил.
Сейчас кулану наргиш.
It's fine. Then we'll all feel how the Creator acts, how we act, and we'll be in adhesion and balance with Him.
Ведь мы видим сейчас, что ситуация как бы достаточно напряженная.
We see now that the state is a little bit tense. So how can we explain that to people? What do I need to say in the words of Bala Salam? What do I need to say, that they need to not work more than what's necessary for them?
No, you can explain it to them as a law, that in nature this exists as a law, but now we're in a special, very corrupted form that's very bad, that's very far from balance, that's clear to us. But if we start coming closer to a more balanced form, then we'll need to keep this law of not talking from nature. Everyone talks about it, not to take from nature more than what we need. And nature is arranged in a way that if that's how we'll behave with it, towards it, then we'll have enough of everything.
Не очень понятно, если честно, в чем здесь секрет вот этого равновесия.
Actually, it's not that clear. What's the secret here of balance, where you have people going to war with each other and they're using these atomic weapons, and I gotta say to them, okay, yay, we gotta reach balance. Of course, it's clear to everybody. Let's live in peace. Everyone's for that. But what about if they don't understand?
Through the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we need to reach a state where everyone will understand we have no choice. Either we are going to destroy ourselves, and only small number of people will remain in the world that will start developing once again for millions or billions of years until once again there will be some kind of mankind on earth, or we'll have it good, one of the two.
Так, а что наука Каббала, какую она дает добавку? Вот, то есть что, что произойдет?
What's the addition here that the wisdom of Kabbalah adds? What will happen, let's say, in humanity if they were begin to learn this wisdom?
They'll understand that they're going against the laws of nature and therefore stand no chance of doing what they want inside their ego. But that anything they can do, or the only thing they can do, is to learn the laws of nature and adapt ourselves to them. That's it. To be in compatibility with the laws of nature.
New York.
Shalom Rav, אנחנו שלום, אנחנו נמצאים.
We're here right now with the friends in preparation for the Kab U students. It's very exciting because a lot of people, little friends, are coming here. They're coming to serve. They're flying from here and driving long distances in order to really serve it. We're about to meet with 300 students, some physical, another 200 virtual. We really, really want that the Creator will be with us in this action. We hear from this passage, and the Baal Shem writes to us here how much he's really screaming through his words that how much the world needs connection, and it depends on everything that we do. We really want to be this channel of this message from Baal HaSulam. How do we do this correctly? If you could maybe give us some recommendation, how do we aim ourselves to be the smoothest, cleanest channel so everything can flow correctly?
Help the friends open each other's hearts. And this can be done only by talking to each other. And also that you will explain to them that their good future is in their own hands now. They see the situation, the complicated, dangerous situation that we're in. And really, that it would be better for us to understand that the force of good in the world is only the force of connection, which we can accumulate in our hearts. That's it. Explain that. And that our common heart is what we need to put together, where we need to keep together our common strength, that we want only to be together. And for this common force, for it to unite all of humanity, and this way all evil will disappear from the world.
Rab, buongiorno. Rab, sembra una premonizione questa scritta di Baal HaSulam.
It seems like this is a warning.
Ma è in funzione.
What Baal HaSulam writes here in this text, and I wanted to ask.
Soltanto noi di Bnei Baruch che possiamo raggiungere.
According to how we can connect here in Nebuch. Only if we do this, then we won't end with wars, or we also need to, in greater quantity and numbers in Nebuch, we need to grow in order to not reach the third or fourth world war.
We need as many new friends to join Nebuch as possible, for them to connect with us, not necessarily within this inner framework, but for everyone to know that the future of the world depends on its connection. That's it.
Latin 4.
Buenas noches, Rab. Buenas noches, Clima Mundial. Profundizando un poco
lo Good evening, Rav and Wolkley. Maybe we can go deeper into what you answered to Kiev
y pedirle a los países que decrecieran
en Colombia
para acabar con el consumismo que tenemos. Inmediatamente pidieron la renuncia.
There was some politician that said that we need to grow in more in the financial state, and we want the
hacia nosotros.
There was a strong reaction here in the country. So how can we bring this message out to people without having such an aggressive reaction to that?
Pray to the Creator. I have nothing else to say. Pray to the Creator that you want for our message to be correct and to be accepted by the public in a good way. Good willingly. Latin one.
Gracias, Rav, por la oportunidad.
Rav, thank you for this opportunity. Some time ago, you used to explain Kabbalah in a more scientific way and scientific forms, and today we have friends that have academic degrees. So do you think that it would be right to disseminate through friends with academic degrees, to disseminate in circles of scientists and talk about Kabbalah as a scientific thing that can support humanity?
I don't think that today humanity respects science. So to bring Kabbalah through science, well, we also are doing it, but more than that, I don't think it'll help dissemination. We need to see what people want to hear. Where are they? And in that style, we need to explain it to them. All right. Unity 3.
Доброе утро, Рав.
Hello, Rav. World Kali. The question is, 40-50 years ago, there was the exact same.
И сейчас, если даже после Четвертой мировой войны, останется там немного.
Now, suppose after the Fourth World War, will remain only a handful of people. So what does humanity need in order to start hearing it and start changing? Or what will appear after the Fourth World War?
Now there's the force of the group, and this force of the group needs to act on the Creator. And then the Creator will arrange the things. Everything depends on the prayer, the request. And today, there's already a great mass of people with this bigger desire, more clarified. They already learn and understand. So we need to awaken ourselves, our hearts, our mutual hearts, that it will awaken the Creator. And then we, by that, can make the greatest corrections in the world. Everything is attained only in this prayer, the force of prayer. Okay, all right. Yeah, come in.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи.
Hello, Rav, hello, friends. Rav. Every scientific work bears a good goal to begin with, and gradually it turns into a weapon of mass destruction.
Why?
Because our nature is ego, and we went by it, by the ego, to take advantage of the entire world for the good of our ego. That's it. We, in a bit, need to go to the last part of the lesson, yeah? All right, fine. PT 25.
Hello, Rav. What's not clear is, what is Baal HaSulam trying to tell us here? How could it be that the Creator will bring humanity to correction by way of suffering?
He'll press on us in a way that we'll want to get away from this bad. And then, of course, we'll then want to... we'll be trying to look for where's this bad coming from, and then we'll reveal that it's coming from our ego, that we by ourselves are doing to ourselves all kinds of sorrows and troubles. Imagine to yourself that if now, let's say the same wars here that are occurring now, if those people would reveal that all the evil that's coming to them, all the bad that's coming to them is coming from their ego and nothing besides that. No choice, they'd stop. They'd be speaking in a different way. The main thing is recognition of evil.
Obviously, that's why what's unclear is how could it be that it's just out of pressure, because where's man's choice there? What's the entire fuss for?
Man's choice is to connect with others and then reach a state where the connection will reveal, will bring a person to this broadening of his knowledge, where he can rise above his ego.
Why was it impossible to do until now? Why couldn't humanity come to it without the Creator forcing it that they have no choice?
We're also now not in a state where we're able or want to and can do. Who knows how much longer it'll take. But regardless, we're starting today. We're already on the first degree where we can understand all this entire history, the geography, this whole process that we're undergoing, and we can explain it to everybody, and more or less everyone can understand it and receive it and accept it.
From what I see from history and in general from our work too, is that as long as the light doesn't shine, it doesn't matter what troubles come to man, he can't get out of this situation. It doesn't seem like pressure, like suffering works. There are people that get suffering and never learn anything from it. But something needs to shine on them so they could move. Here, Baal HaSulam, he doesn't write about it being dependent on the work of Kabbalists, on the work of the people that do the work in the heart, but on external suffering. It's perplexing.
Well, listen, he's writing this to the broad audience. He's not going to say, it depends on how much you guys draw the correcting light from above. He can't speak in such a way. But it'll happen. That's what's going to happen soon. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Okay, guys, we are going to the next part of the lesson. Please, Moshe.